Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's go!
Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I went to a dressing room in London after the show last night, and I met up with the stars of The Hangover Part 2, Bradley Cooper and Ed Helms. They were very nice. Go and see this film, by the way. It's hilarious. Now, before you listen to this interview, you might want to look something up for part of this to make sense. Otherwise, you won't know what I'm on about.
Right.
Because we talk about it quite a bit. So go to a video site,
yeah,
and just type in David Hasselhoff Berlin Wall.
Live typing.
And this is the Hoff in 1989, on the day the Berlin Wall came down, and he's singing on it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What is his jacket?
It's a historic moment.
He looks like a bad Christmas tree.
The jacket is... Well, say what you see.
His jacket has got, like, Christmas tree lights on it, and they're on the kind of sequence where they just go mad.
Yeah.
So his jacket is just lit up here, lit up there, lit up everywhere, not lit up, and it's not off, and it's on, and it's sparkling, and he's on the wall.
If you...
There's lots of happy Germans.
Yeah. If you have never seen this video before, I do urge you to check it out now, and then everything will make sense in this interview.
It's like sparks are coming up from his bum.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't catch fire.
Just put into any video site, David Hasselhoff at Berlin Wall 1989.
Why on earth are you talking about this?
It will all become clear. So here's me in the swanky dressing room of the stars of The Hangover 2.
Ed Helms, Bradley Cooper. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, hello.
Now, we're in central London. Earlier, there was a big storm. Did you see that?
I thought, we flew right through the middle of it.
Did you?
We had a rough landing right during that storm.
I thought maybe the rapture was happening like a week late.
Oh, that would be unfortunate.
With that whole thing, were you worried that the world was going to end at any point last week?
Always. Absolutely. Really, I thought, barring a natural disaster, hopefully people will see this movie. But I'm always sort of a fatalist in thinking that, God.
I subscribe to every fringe lunatic out there, so I pretty much think that the world is going to end every day.
Right. I think it's just going to end right when Hangover 1 was about to come out, and Hangover 2. And in fact, Hangover 1, something had just happened. Oh, was the SARS thing had just happened? Hangover 1?
I don't remember.
Yeah, and I remember I was talking to Todd. I said, damn, the SARS thing.
SARS is going to kill us in the box office.
It's Legends Week this week on my show, and you are the final Legends of the week. Would you like to know some of the other Legends?
Yes, I would.
Sure.
David Hasselhoff.
Wow.
Deeply flattered.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
He's the man.
And Bear Grylls. Do you know him?
Of course,
yeah. Personal hero.
Is he?
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's an outdoor guy.
So a lot of Americans know him because his show is watched worldwide by something like a billion people.
Yeah, he's been on for quite a long time, too. Mm. Yeah, yeah. He's really been through it, Bear.
Plus, his name is Bear.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
So he's your hero?
Not really. I got confused. I meant my hero's Hasselhoff.
I've got a lot of stories about it.
I just remember the light bulb Berlin Wall jacket.
Yeah. That's a classic.
That's a clutch move.
We just came from Berlin this morning. Yeah.
And I thought about that driving by the wall, what's left of the wall.
You actually had that jacket remade.
I did, but you know what? It doesn't fit me the way it fit him, no matter how much I tailor it.
I've actually worn
it. Yes, I am wearing it right now. I just took the bulbs off.
Oh, you're right. I didn't notice with the bulbs off.
I've actually worn that jacket.
The actual one?
No.
Have you sung a concert for the coming down of the...
Is there a plug that has to be put into a wall, or is there a battery pack?
It's a battery pack.
Where is it?
It's just in the kind of in the back of it.
My dream is that the battery pack is also as antiquated as the light bulbs.
You're right.
So it literally feels like you have another person or some sort of crazy boil coming out of your mid-back.
I have this very contemporary version of it where it has epaulets on the shoulders that are solar panels.
That's a very green jacket.
Yeah.
Now, last time I saw you, Bradley, we were talking about the second movie, part two of Hangover, and I asked you how they were going to make it more wrong than the first one, and I saw it today, and they've managed it.
Thank you. That's a compliment, yes?
No, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we both actually like it much more than the first one. We think it's a stronger movie.
It's definitely a wronger movie.
100%.
Yeah, and can we talk about what this man does in the movie? I mean, he's incredible. Yeah. I mean, but seriously, what Stu goes through and how Ed plays that, it's very difficult to tell a comedy in that way and walk the fine line of being believable and being utterly hilarious. Yeah.
Bradley, I'm blushing.
But it's true because you have to put yourself completely in those absolutely random situations.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's what helped a lot was just being in Bangkok for 9 weeks.
Yeah.
The city is so crazy and intense and insane that we really felt like we looked in the movie. Yeah,
because it was inescapable.
Yeah. I just love any characters that are pushed to the edge and kind of barely hanging on, you know, just like grasping at their own sanity, just trying to make it.
Yeah.
Do you think that Bangkok has this kind of vibe about it where bad things could easily happen? Because I really do.
Oh, I don't think there's a question about it.
Have you been there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a very knowing yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God I wasn't there for 9 weeks.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, isn't that nuts? 9 weeks.
Yeah.
What did you do when you weren't filming?
Well,
we lost our minds, honestly. Yeah, it's a complete temperature change in your body and your mind.
It's like, so humid and hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even, I mean, sort of like emotional change.
I mean, I would just murder people to blow
off
steam.
Which we thought was way, way overdramatic. But Ed just kept saying, no, trust me, guys, I need to do this in order to perform.
Yeah, and you got to admit, like, I would bring my A game to set every day. So yes, I just had to blow off steam in some very weird ways. And but no, it's it changes, it messes with your mind for sure, just being there that long.
Is it more fun doing a film about having fun, or is it kind of the same as any movie?
Well, I mean, it didn't feel like neither one that we were doing a movie about having fun. Right. It was more doing a movie about, oh my God, what happened last night and the consequences of misbehaving.
Yeah. Yeah.
It didn't feel like there was any regaling in the night before. In fact, it was quite the opposite.
Right.
Yeah.
It was fun in the pictures show you that it was fun at the time, but what's so great about what I love about the construct of these movies is that it's really just all about the consequences. That the whole story of the movie is the consequences.
When you're away making a movie for a long time, 9 weeks is a long time to be in Thailand. Is there anything like anything you take with you, like as a comfort thing?
Yeah, I mean, actually, very sort of physically, I have these Chinese worry beads that I got in Bangkok that I wear all the time that my friend Alan Hughes gave me when he had them blessed. I wish that we would continue the Sawadi cup, the blessing every time you see somebody.
There's
really
a very gracious bow and a nod that the Thai people do. That's just it's a hello, and yet it's like it's just such a benevolent gesture. I think we should try to spread that around the world. It's pretty nice.
Do you think it's possible to make a third movie?
Oh, absolutely, it's possible. I think it'll really depend upon whether the audience seems to want it.
Now, Ed, Andy Bernard.
Mm-hmm.
Nard Dog, off the office in the US. What's happening with that? Because a lot of people watch it here. Is it going to continue?
Well, we're definitely coming back next season. Yes, it is continuing. What exactly is happening? I don't know.
Right.
And I think it's going to be fun to find out.
Yeah. Also, Steve Carell said there was going to be a massive party when he quit. And there was going to be like a big rap party.
Yeah.
And he said that we could come, but has that party happened? Because I didn't get the invite.
Well, Steve was mistaken. We actually had a huge party right after he left.
Right. He's gone!
Thank God he's gone. This albatross is off our necks. Like, we can finally get down to business and make some comedy here. We had an incredible party for Steve. That was an emotional last week, his last episode.
Yeah. Because you're our legends this week, apart from being amazing actors, what else are you legendary at?
I could speak for Ed. He's a wonderful banjo player.
Truly legendary banjo player.
And musician in general.
Thanks, Bradley.
And Bradley?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, there must be one thing that you're good at.
Sleeping. I can sleep anywhere.
That actually is an
award for sleeping.
You know what? You're kidding, but Bradley does have a gift. Even on the flight over here, it's turbulence, and I was like freaking out, and Bradley's just snoozing away.
Yeah.
That's why he's alert, and I'm nodding off right now.
Listen, it's been great to talk to you guys today. Thank you, Ed and Bradley.
Thank you. Thank you for calling us legends.
Yes, thank you very much.
I think it means something different here.
You know, no. I mean, obviously.
It means somebody we've never heard of.
BBC Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.